Hey guys, real quick before we get started, we are doing a free giveaway for listeners between now and May 31st. Cash prizes, free swag, yacht meetup tickets, San Diego Padre tickets, and more. All you got to do to qualify is go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and drop a 5-star review. Send a screenshot to giveaway@summerscapital.com and we'll be selecting lucky winners May 31st. As always, I appreciate the support. Now let's jump into the show.
I'm going to sacrifice going out for a little bit. You don't have to sacrifice it forever. It's just for certain seasons within your life. There's going to be a season where you have to cut certain things out of your life in order to get to the next level. And if you want it bad enough, you will find the time. So for the folks out there that say, hey, I don't have the time. No, it's not you don't have the time. It's just not a priority.
Welcome to the Rich Summers Report, where we talk real estate, business, and wealth building, all while keeping it real. No fluff, no BS. I hope that you enjoy the show.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of The Report, Saturday edition, and I got my co-host today, Miss Savannah Arroyo. Savannah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. Excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So topic today, kind of a hot topic. I know I just kind of went through a whole transformation over the last 5 years and kind of really repositioned my life and reinvented myself. You know, a lot of the listeners know I was an 11-year government employee, air traffic controller for the FAA, and now I'm a full-time real estate investor and entrepreneur, and so my life has completely changed for the better. And so I wanted to kind of talk about it and go deep on this topic for the folks out there that are, you know, working a W-2, they're working a full-time career, and they're like, hey, you know what? I aspire to be a real estate investor. I aspire to be a business owner, and I want to get out of the rat race. So we know, you know, net worth nurse, mm-hmm. in the nursing field, you work with a lot of full-time nurses. You did it for more than 11 years, right?
10 years.
Yeah. Okay, so you did it for 10 years. I'm curious, you know, now you're a business owner, you're a real estate investor, you're buying all these apartments. How did it like inspire? Like, what was the why?
Yeah, for me, it was definitely my kids. I was working towards becoming a CNO, a chief nursing officer of a large healthcare system, and worked a very demanding job. I was managing multiple procedural units throughout the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that was my life. And I mean, that was my biggest goal, my biggest dream. It was to be a leader in a healthcare system. And after having my daughters, my priorities started shifting. I mean, you realize that time is such a limited resource. It's so scarce. And I wanted to be involved in my daughters' lives. And my demanding work schedule didn't allow me the flexibility that I wanted. And so I had to take matters into my own hands. And so, I mean, for me, it really started off as Googling passive income, how to generate multiple streams of income. And I mean, before I could even really start diving into real estate investing, it was changing the mindset, because all of us, I mean, really even from a young age, are encouraged to be an employee. I mean, we're encouraged to graduate from college and get a job and be an employee for the rest of our lives.
That's all I knew. I was taught from a young age to go to school, get good grades, go to college, and get a job.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. And I mean, we don't even think that there's another option. We don't think there's another choice. And so starting to learn that there were other options and different ways to have more control and ownership over your life. I mean, especially through real estate investing. But I mean, changing the mindset was very hard early on. It was reading books like Think and Grow Rich and different.
That's a good one.
Like, yeah, law of attraction, manifestation type books. But learning that, I mean, even getting clear on your goals, because a lot of us, we start taking on the goals and desires of people in our lives, whether it's our parents, significant others. And we start living a life that's not even ours at the end of the day. And so really getting clear on what it is that you want to do and who you want to be is really kind of that first step that you got to take in the journey.
Yeah. And I think reading a couple good books is important. For me, the ones that like really fueled me early on was Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And then Cash Flow Quadrant really moved me, because that kind of like gave me perspective into like why people think the way they do. And after reading Cashflow Quadrant, I like looked at money entirely different, really. Mm-hmm. And that one was really moving. But I think those books early on are important, because it kind of gets your mind thinking in a certain direction, and it gets you excited. You got to have some sort of excitement, some sort of fuel to do it. And then I think it's also important to listen to podcasts. There's so many good podcasts out there, because, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of our friend circles are folks that we hang out with. So if you're working at an office at a 9 to 5, you're likely going to be spending the majority of your time with other coworkers that are in your office working that 9 to 5. And so you got to get yourself out of that mindset in order to reposition your life. And so I think, you know, it's hard to just remove your friend circle and pick new friends, but it's easy to listen to a podcast. And, you know, I listen to podcasts today. I mean, I was listening to Alex Hormozi podcast this morning, and I would say Alex Hormozi for me has been very inspirational, especially with where I'm at this phase of my life, because a lot of the stuff is relatable. Now, when I was working the 9 to 5 and I was getting into real estate investing, I don't think that Alex would have been relevant to me, right? At that phase. But I was listening to a lot of like Bigger Pockets. I did like Michael Blanc's podcast. He's got a good podcast. By the way, we got to get Michael on this podcast. But that said, I think podcasts, reading books is very, very crucial, especially since your friend circle likely are going to be other 9 to 5ers and are not going to be thinking the same way that you need to in order to remove yourself from the 9 to 5.
Yeah, absolutely. Bigger Pockets was pivotal for me in that stage of my life. I mean, I was working 5 days a week, supervising an orthopedic practice. And so I had a 45-minute commute on the way to work and a 45-minute commute after. And I'd listen to a podcast on Bigger Pockets the way there and on the way home. And for me, it was just the storytelling. I mean, hearing stories from people of all walks of life, different backgrounds, different careers, and they were all making real estate work for them. And to me, that really opened my eyes and gave me the confidence to go out there and start taking action.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also say, like, you know, it's not going to be easy, you know, so for the folks out there that, you know, think it's going to be easy, it is not going to be easy. You know, you're going to have to, I remember for me, it was like 9 months straight, I literally didn't do anything. I stopped going out. I stopped hanging out with friends. I stopped going out to the bars. And I sacrificed a lot of different things because I knew that's what it was going to take. And I wanted it so bad. Before I got into this whole idea, I mean, I was working 11 years, a lot of overtime, 6-day work weeks, nights, holidays, weekends. I remember missing a lot of like family barbecues, outings with my friends. A lot of the holidays fall on weekends or like on like a Monday or surrounding weekend. And I would miss all those events because I was always like working. And so I remember like the just kind of like always having that fear of missing out, you know? And I was like, I need to get the fuck out of this and I need to get into something to where I can control more of my time. And so that was like my why. And that's kind of what fueled me. And so that's why I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm going to sacrifice going out for a little bit. You don't have to sacrifice it forever. It's just for certain seasons within your life, there's going to be a season where you have to cut certain things out of your life in order to get to the next level. And if you want it bad enough, you will find the time. So for the folks out there that say, hey, I don't have the time. No, it's not, you don't have the time. It's just not a priority.
Yeah.
Everyone's busy and everyone has the same 24 hours in a day. Like go to bed earlier and wake up earlier. That's the easiest solution.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Literally, like what do you do? Well, not everyone. Some people are very productive at midnight and they work till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Great. If you're really working on your business or you're working on yourself, then great. But the simplest thing that anyone could do listening to this podcast right now, if you want to just gain a couple extra hours, is go to bed 2 hours earlier and wake up 2 hours earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, for me, when I wake up early in the morning, like before my phone's blowing up and emails and all that sort of thing, that usually starts around 8:39. But if I'm up at like 6, from 6 to like 8:39, that's like almost 3 hours. I don't have people blowing me up.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like really focused. I'm moving the needle. I'm getting a jump start in the day. And I think that's the simplest way to gain a couple hours every single day. And 2 hours over a course of a 5-day work week is 10 extra hours working on yourself before you go and work for someone else. I think it's crucial.
Yeah. I mean, the opportunity cost, like the pain for me when my daughters were 3 months old and I had to go back to work because I didn't have another choice. I needed that income. I had one source of income coming in, it was my paycheck, my W-2 employer, and I didn't have another choice. And that pain that I felt, like I remember after having my daughter 3 months old, having to go back to work, I was in my kitchen having a full-blown panic attack, like pacing, and then even after going back to work, you know, like the physical pain I felt as a breastfeeding mother, having to be apart from my daughter, and then just like every time the alarm clock would go off in the morning, like the agony that I felt like having to go to work, like that pain was so severe that it drove me to work the 8-hour workday plus another 4 or 5 hours every single night because the alternative felt so much worse working until I was 65. Like that felt more painful than sacrificing these 12, 15-hour workdays while I grew my business.
That's so good. And, you know, if it was easy, it's not going to be easy, but you got to remember it's just for a period. It's just for a season. And the seasons change as we go throughout life. And so for that season, you're going to have to hunker down. Like I didn't date. I was single. I didn't date anyone. I gave up all that stuff. I didn't have the time. And honestly, I didn't even care for it. It was just not a priority. And so I probably really hunkered down for like pretty hard for like almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it took to really reinvent myself, you know? And if you want to go slower, maybe you don't have to like give up as much. But I wanted to move fast and I wanted to really reinvent myself. And to be honest with you, I didn't even like know entrepreneurship existed. I didn't know real estate investing existed until like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once I like started like realizing like the power of the growth, and like as the more you climb the mountain, the thinner the air gets, right? And it gets harder to breathe, right? And it gets overwhelming. It gets uncomfortable. But then you figure it out. And then all of a sudden, like you level up and you unlock a whole new level. And then things get easier to breathe again. And then we're like, okay, I want more. What's the next step? Because we're addicted to the growth, right? And it's just part of the game. And I think, you know, Alex Hormozi talks about this all the time. He's like, the purpose of the game is not to win the game. The purpose is to keep playing and to keep playing and to keep playing. Most businesses don't fail because the entrepreneur runs out of money. Businesses fail because the entrepreneur gives up and they feel like it's not worth their time anymore to continue pursuing something for the same result. And that's why they fail. And so I think for me, you know, I'm playing this game because I want to continue playing it. You know, a lot of people are athletes and, you know, they do all this stuff like football, for example. These athletes, they can play for, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years at a high level. And then what? The game we're playing, real estate investing, entrepreneurship, we can play for 40, 50, 60 years. Like I feel like I'm 38 right now. I feel like I'm just getting warmed up, you know, and I'm excited. And, you know, I can say, yes, you got to sacrifice for a little bit. Yes, it's not going to be easy. Yes, there's going to be late nights, but you push through and you figure it out. Then you can unlock a lot of new opportunities and all of a sudden things get a lot easier and you get a lot more time freedom back. Like I remember quitting my job and it's like, holy shit, this is what it's like to get a good night of sleep. This is what it's like to be able to wake up and go work out every single morning. I wasn't able to do that before. And it's life changing. And so now, you know, I do work a lot, but I choose to because I'm like in the mix, I'm building it. But if I wanted to go take 2, 3 weeks off and go travel, I could go do that. You know, if I wanted to, you know, roll out of here right now and take the rest of the week off, I could do that if I wanted to. But I think that's the power of financial freedom is having the ability or the decision to work or not work if you don't want to.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it is hard, right? I mean, even before we started recording this podcast, you admitted you make mistakes every day, right? We all do on our journey, especially in entrepreneurship. And it was so funny. I was playing checkers with my 6-year-old daughter yesterday, and she just learned 2 days ago, and she is very competitive. And we're sitting there playing checkers, and she's just getting so frustrated. And I see her, even in the 2 days progress, we've played 10 games, and I see she's making so much progress in it. But to her, you know, she's not winning. I can't let her win. And so she's getting so frustrated, and I'm sitting there encouraging her, you know, you got this, you're learning, you keep pushing yourself. And then as you're making mistakes, you learn, okay, I'm not going to make that mistake again, especially as you're moving certain players. And as I was sitting there encouraging her, I was laughing to myself because it's hard building a business. I mean, building a personal brand, building a real estate business, and building a startup company. And there are days where I want to quit. And to be able to show myself the same grace that I'm showing her, hey, you're learning, keep going, don't give up. It's just something that a lot of people don't do. We don't do for ourselves. And so especially being a mother, it's been very eye-opening to how I support my daughters. And then it reminds me to give the same support to myself.
Yeah, that's so good. I think the big takeaway for me now looking back is, you know, life is going to happen one way or the other, you know, and it's not, this life is not for everyone. Cause I will say, you know, I work a lot and to your point, I make so many mistakes and, I put out a lot of fires. I deal with a lot of problems and headaches and it's not for everyone. And I respect people that they're like, hey, you know what? That life, it's not for me. I'm like, cool. Cause it's not. And I respect that. But for the folks out there that want it, I will say that it's not going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of late nights. There's going to be a lot of early mornings. There's going to be a lot of tough decisions to make and challenging decisions to make. It's going to get lonelier as you grow. But if you really want it bad enough and you're willing to put in the work, it's 110% worth it.
Yeah, it becomes fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think this concludes this episode of the Saturday edition She is the net worth nurse, Miss Savannah Arroyo. I'm Rich Summers. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.